Hi, Mort. My name is Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
My question is, one of your main tenets that you propose in your program is to temporarily set aside the marital problems while we're trying to build our relationship, and we have been working very hard on that over the past few weeks. My wife finds it difficult, almost impossible, to set aside the very strong emotion she has about the affair that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to take two steps forward, but then take one or two steps backward, because these emotions just seem to overcome her. And we're looking for really practical ways to try to help her to temporarily set this aside so that we can try to work on the things that we're working on in the program.
I'm not asking, I would never be so cruel as to ask your wife to try to put aside her feelings about being betrayed. Anybody could easily understand the feelings that she's struggling with, and I wouldn't want her to feel bad or that she's failing because she has those feelings. The fact that she has those feelings is normal. It's okay. She's not doing anything wrong. She's not failing in the program. She's not following my advice. Having those feelings is understandable. What I'm challenging her to do, what I'm asking her to do, and she can do this, it's hard, but she can, is to not let those feelings dictate her behavior towards you. Instead, her behavior towards you should be predicated upon her vision for herself as a wife and her values and her goals for her family and her marriage. So, you know, there could be a moment when she feels like she just wants to pound on your chest because I just can't believe what you did to me. And she might even be visualizing that in her head. If she wasn't, she is now. And okay, I understand, it's understandable. But she's not an animal. She doesn't have to therefore go and pound on your chest. In fact, she could make the choice to go rub the back of your neck. Don't squeeze too hard. She could make the choice to go to the fridge and prepare, like, your favorite dessert. Or,
I have done that.
Okay, very good. I commend you. That's not easy.
It's mostly that I really feel so sad, I just start crying and crying and crying, and I feel guilty for crying.
No. I mean, when I say no, I'm sorry for saying that, because, again, guilt is a feeling. So I can't advise feelings, and you can't control them. But I can say that maybe I can say something that will help you see the situation differently, so that might result in you not feeling guilt. You know, I think that that's a normal reaction, a normal behavior. I understand you crying. It's normal and healthy that you cry. I don't think you have to leave the room when you cry. It gives, it gives Kevin an opportunity to try to be comforting and to be sensitive. I hope he understands that there's going to be a number of crying outbursts, over the next couple of months or whatever. You know, that's part of the sort of healing process. And there's nothing objectively, again, I can't tell you what to feel, but objectively there's nothing to feel guilty about. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, crying is a result of having a certain emotion. I mean, it is an emotion. It's not a choice, right? I mean, unless you're an actor or an actress, you can't choose to cry or even choose not to cry. You know, if you feel like you want to cry, cry. If you feel comfortable doing that in Kevin's presence and Kevin feels comfortable being with you when that occurs, then I would even encourage that. I think it's an opportunity to bond. It's an opportunity to be there for each other and with each other. It's an opportunity to share. I mean, that's intimacy. Like the willingness to cry on another person's shoulder is an intimate experience. The willingness to allow somebody to sort of catch you as you're falling, that's an intimate experience. That's helpful.
Well, that's what we've been doing, but I'm trying not to think about the affair so much. How do I do that?
Say again, you're trying to what?
Not think about him having an affair so much.
Yeah, good luck. I'm sorry, I don't mean that in an obnoxious way. What I mean is that thoughts are a little bit like feelings in that they're spontaneous, they're natural, they're impulsive. You can't totally control your thinking. What, again, I mean, this message is you know, it's the repetition I think is okay because it's so important. You can control your actions, and your actions influence your thoughts and your feelings, right? I mean, if you're just sitting there open to all the sadness of what's occurred, then, you know, you're probably going to continue to think those thoughts and feel that hurt. If, on the other hand, you're thinking those thoughts and feeling that hurt, and you get up and jump on the treadmill, or you go and visit your neighbor who's not feeling well and bring her some chicken soup, or you, you know, help your kid with his homework, or whatever, you know, you bring Kevin his favorite dessert. So those are actions which will probably lift you out of those feelings and also distract you from those thoughts. I'm trying to make that idea a little bit more tangible. What idea am I referring to? You just said, I try not to think those thoughts. My response was, good luck. Because, like, unless you've got a real concrete way of doing that, it's not so hard. It's like right now, if I say to all of you, don't think about a monkey. Don't think about a monkey. Try. I want you to try really hard not to think about a monkey. I mean, it's impossible. Right? But if, on the other hand, we start talking about something else, or I ask you to do something else, then you'll pretty easily be distracted from the monkey thought. Again, I'm just trying to make that task of that goal of yours, again, I'm trying not to think about it. I'm trying to make that a little bit more concrete for you, I'm trying to make it a little bit more tangible. I want you to be able to understand, what does that really mean? I mean, what would I be doing if I were trying not to think about it? Because if what you mean by trying not to think about it is you're going to sit there and think about not thinking about it, you're going to fail. But if you understand that trying not to think about it means I've got to get up and do something that is likely to distract me from the thought and to lift me out of those negative feelings, that could be very productive.
That's helpful.